family. You guys are going to make me cry. Thank you so much for the above beautiful messages. It's really, really lovely. You guys are gorgeous. I love you so much. And when I'm me, I'm just being me. I forget you guys are there. I forget anyone is listening. It's just there. This is what's in Tasha's head. So I forget you guys are learning so much, which is awesome. So I'm so thrilled, and congratulations for the amazing ride. I'm so thrilled that you guys are able to take what you're learning and seeing and rocking it in your own rides and in your own life, because that's what it's all about. I always think it's cool. I can go through pain and despair and all the shit if it helps someone else with their shit. So yay. So thank you for giving me all that love, because it certainly makes me feel better when I'm in the shit to go, well at least this might help someone. So in the Days of Our Lives installment today, I rode, fuck yeah, because I'm on the high of the good. So I will choose some video excerpts. You guys let me know, do you like to see the whole ride, or do you just want a little bit of walk, a little bit of trot, a little bit of canter? I know that's what Leash wants, to give feedback. So let me know if you want us to upload both versions up to the website, or whatever works best for you guys. But the rides were really good. I rode Flow first, started our trot, had no rhythm. So we did canter, exactly what Leash said, canter, then walk, canter, then walk, canter, then walk. And to be honest, at the last bit of the canter, she was getting a little bit deep again. And I was like, oh, why? Like, you know, making it about me, why? But I think it was just she was working so well and working so hard. She was just a bit tired. And old habits die hard. I, you know, was cantering, and then I just went, oh, trot transition, like sitting trot, like normal, which again is my bad. But this is how I know it was really good. I trotted one long side with a 10 meter circle. I haven't seen the video yet, but I think it was F off trot. I don't really know what it looks like, but I know it felt like an instructor had just been on my horse, and not a shit instructor, like Alicia had just been on my horse. Not that I know what it feels like when Alicia was on my horse, because Alicia never let me get on after you. But it felt, you know, when I used to ride years ago, like learn to ride, and then my instructor would get on the horse and I'd be like, ah, the horse feels so forward and free and straight and on the bit and through, you know, like it was just a feeling of throughness. That last trot I did on Flow, she was powering. I had rhythm. My whole search for rhythm meant that I was avoiding trot because I couldn't get rhythm. I've done 2 days of canter, come back to the trot, and my rhythm is there, I think. So we'll check the video, but that's super uber exciting if that's true, because that just helps us all have faith in the system, which Alicia is banging her head against the wall right now going, get her. But you know, it takes, I'm more than a 3-time convincer, Leash. So, you know, Leash is always saying, you know, you follow the basics, everything happens by accident. I want to smash her in the fucking face when she says that. Love you. But I do. But I had kind of an experience like that today. So we haven't been focusing on it, and it kind of happened by accident. So that's all yay. And Jivey was tired. So Jive had no rhythm in the trot. Meaning he did have rhythm in the trot, I shouldn't say that, but when I did a smaller circle in trot, he slowed down. And I know that's not a change in rhythm, but if they slow down then speed up, I was trying to have a conversation around rhythm and tempo with Phil, going, well, if you're slow for one stride and then you quicken one stride, that changed the tempo twice within like a bar of music, which therefore changes the rhythm. And then he was like, well, you can change the rhythm in a bar without having to change the rhythm of the time signature. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, this is all too hard. But yes, it just didn't, it felt so, my version of the horse being arrhythmical or not in rhythm is it feels like it's going through quicksand, molasses and quicksand and deep sand. Would that be an accurate description of the feeling? And I know it can be rhythmically slow, but it's they just don't want to move. They don't want to go. And so I was leading with my body, hands right up the neck, and he didn't want to go. So then I cantered, hands up the neck, and I was like fully wiggling my little elbows out like a little pony club, going, come on, hee-haw, we got to win the game. flames. And he was just doing like this tiny little canter underneath me. And I went, oh, I think you're tired. So I only did 10 minutes or so in canter. Just canter and then some rising trot and then finished him because he worked so well yesterday. So yeah, I think that was the right thing to do, listen to him. It's all very, very fun and interesting, isn't it? So mwah, love you guys. That's the report. And yes, I think I will respond back to everyone's gorgeous messages because I'm just driving right now, but I saw some really cool stuff around the goal setting stuff. So I'll get back to that in a sec.